We also have a couple of very talented musicians that have just come into the studio and kind of getting set up. And of course, that's Mary Bew and Kyle McLean. And Mary, I had a little problem with your last name announcing it this morning, but I think I have it down now.
Hey,
and there we go. Now you're there.
Yeah.
How about that? Now we can talk to you. Hey, welcome
excellent.
Back to the Roadhouse, Mary.
Yeah. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you back. And you brought along a friend, a fellow musician.
I did.
Kyle McLean.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Roadhouse, Kyle.
Thank you.
You can't, maybe the red might work.
Thanks.
We go.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Kyle, is this your first time on our radio station?
It is.
I believe.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you're from Duluth as well.
I am.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check.
He's in an awesome rock band in Duluth called American Rebels.
Oh.
And we've started this duo thing where we sing a lot of my songs and a lot of his songs, and we'll do a couple of those for you.
Well, that's awesome. And you're appearing tonight at Cascade Lodge down in Lutzen at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Check. 7 to 9. Now, Buck and I were wondering, are you there tomorrow as well or just the one evening?
Just the one evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, tomorrow we are going out to Bagley, Minnesota.
Really?
If the snow doesn't get us. Let me switch my
face. Yes.
All right.
There
good. This
go.
Works perfect. Yeah, Bagley.
Awesome. All right. So you have your keyboard there. Kyle's on guitar. And when did you start playing as a duo?
A year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started a year ago.
It's been sort of sporadic. We're really busy people, but it's starting to
we
congeal
both have our
a little
own bands
more.
As well, yeah. But it's been really fun. And
yeah.
There'll be only more of it in the future.
Yeah.
So I'll be.
So scheduling is a little difficult
it's
then.
Yeah,
difficult.
It is. We've had a few conflicts already.
Well, we have jobs and bands and the whole thing. So.
Especially weekends, I would assume that you'd both be scheduled on weekends. So how do you.
Yeah.
We just, you have to. Plan a show. Say 6 weeks, we're going to play a show.
Yep. Okay. A lot of planning.
Don't plan
calendars.
Anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but
Mary,
we love it.
Mary, do you have another job as well?
I do. I have a couple. I'm the music director of Amazing Grace in Duluth, and I'm a yoga instructor as well.
Wow.
So kind of lots of juggling.
Yeah. Plus a band.
Yeah.
Plus playing with Kyle.
Yep.
So what do you do with your spare time?
He has none.
I stare at the walls and vibrate.
Now, did you play at Cascade the last time that you were up? I think that was in October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And okay. Gunflint before that when we were,
that's
when we were
right.
here. Yep.
That's right. So. Mm-hmm. What's been going on musically? Have you, are you busy with other types of music when you play with Kyle, or do you play kind of the same?
Kind of the same. We're envisioning more of a rock band in our future. So so I just started. Yeah, I just started taking guitar lessons because I want to shred. So so now I can do chords and strum, but I want to.
We're both songwriters, so we basically that was the easiest place for us to start was our solo independent songs that were already written. Mm-hmm. So we just accompany each other.
Can you shred?
not singing, no.
Oh, okay. I was just
on
checking
guitar?
It out.
No.
No. Bass.
No.
I guess.
Carrots.
I guess we're not shredders, but.
That's all right.
But as
takes
long as.
All kinds.
Yep.
As long as Mary is, that's fine.
Getting there.
Although I will admit, a kind of a private desire of mine is in my next life, I'd like to be a rock and roll drummer.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. That's no longer private.
Well, not now. You're right.
And your next life could be in
next week.
Yeah, yep. A few years from now. So.
You better get busy and practice.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we ought to listen to some music. What have you got in mind to start out with?
Well, I think I'll start with Beeswax. It's a little upbeat, and then we'll go down the spiral path and come out at the end again. So, all right, Beeswax. Like some worn out dish rag ringing out with blood and love.
Thank you. It's so fun to have keyboards in here. We don't get a lot of folks playing keyboards in here. Lots of guitars.
Awesome. I'm sure it's way more portable. Yes. I'll give it that.
She was shredding on that thing.
Man, <Thanks, guys. laughs>
I don't know, but I hadn't heard of it with the guitar either, so I might as well sling it over on that thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, you sounded great, Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, you played that one for us previously.
Yeah, I know.
It's a really nice song.
Is it from your Apple in the Ocean
yes,
CD?
It's on number 3 on Apple in the Ocean.
Okay.
Which I
know,
think you have.
I know, yeah. Caribou, we have a new regional music program that we started
awesome.
On Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays at 4 o'clock and called The Scenic Route.
Nice.
And I know she was playing something from that album today. So
good. Thanks.
Anyway, so when you do this, do you guys alternate whose song you play?
Back and forth.
Yep.
It's not, not religiously, yeah. But it's just...
You want to do one? You want to do one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
yeah.
your turn.
It's very fluid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's enough pressure with our other projects, so this is how we relax.
This is your fun thing?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
Where have you been playing in Duluth?
Let's see. Lately... What did I just do? I just did Beaners.
Oh, yeah.
Got Sir Ben's coming up. And then the Rex.
Yeah.
So kind of all over the place.
What's your favorite venue in Duluth when you get to play around?
Oh, that's hard.
Well, besides Amazing Grace.
But it's stressful for me to play there because I'm a control freak about it. But I love the intimacy of Beaners.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I feel like people really listen there, and just the atmosphere is good for what I do.
Yeah. Sometimes they listen too hard there.
Yeah, I know. It's almost...
It's very silent.
Oh, is it quiet?
And yes, they're really intently watching and listening.
Yes.
That would be a little nerve-wracking.
I mean, it's good, but it's not like a bar setting.
Right. Where people are doing their own thing and occasionally look over.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm complaining about.
Yeah.
Jeez, they're really paying attention.
Yeah. I know.
My life's work and they care.
You kind of want to go away and hide then or what?
A little bit. It's just the shyness, the contradiction of, I have it as a performer, of really wanting to be on stage, but then when I'm up there feeling really shy and not like wanting to run and hide a little bit. So I'm not like super ham, but I'm hoping I'll get there.
It's like, hey, you guys, quit looking at me.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to play.
Yep.
And that's what's nice about radio.
Exactly.
Nobody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, thank God for that for me, huh?
Ditto.
I'm with
you,
radio,
I'm with you, bud.
As they say.
Yes.
Well, we haven't heard Kyle play any music yet.
For it.
Great. I think we're going to do a little pop country number called Every Living Moment.
Yeah.
Little darling, I'm thinking of you. Your sweet kisses, the warmth of your smile. And I'm drinking just to unwind. I spend every living moment with you on my mind. Little sweetheart,
it
makes me so sad to hear that you're leaving
across this great land.
May I come with you, make a fresh start. I spend every living moment with you on my heart.
Kyle MacLean.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was nice. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, I like
your
that.
Voices go together really well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we lucked out, but we've been told that before.
That was giving me a little lump in my throat. So I'm glad I didn't have to talk earlier.
Yeah.
I love it when people whistle during a song.
Yeah, I should have had a drink of water before I tried to whistle there.
He's a good whistler.
Very nice.
Yeah, when I first heard his demo and heard his voice, I was like, that's you? No way. His voice is beautiful.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, stop. Yeah. But no, we lucked out. The first time we ever sang together, it was like that.
So yep.
We didn't even have to work at it.
So I have a question, not being a musician. How do musicians find each other and say, hey, let's start singing together?
Just as with anything else or any other walk of life, it's all very random.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was younger, you know, you would just perhaps put up a poster at a music store, I'm looking to jam and all that. That never really works out.
How about looking to shred?
Right.
Especially you might attract a different kind of crowd.
That never really works out. So it just seems to happen more organically the good projects, at least.
It seems like Duluth, and maybe so up here, the musicians are quite a community and go to each other's shows and then want to play with each other. At least I've found that there. In times I've moved away, I've missed that sort of acceptance and interest in playing with other people. So so I like that about Duluth or people.
If you write songs, there's always people knocking on your door, though.
Yeah.
Because not everyone's a songwriter.
They want something from you.
That's so true.
It's like, if you're an actor, you need a screenplay or whatnot. A script.
But then there are like bass players that play with about 10 bands and drummers are hard to come by. And so then in a small community too, there's the conflict of gigs really. So.
Yeah. And I imagine there's also that just basic economics that goes into how many people can I have here and walk away with anything.
Yeah. We don't think about that.
Well,
you can't. I mean, it's just, especially when you're independent.
Of course, you're working other jobs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same as if...
That's a freedom that we have.
Kyle, what's your day job?
I'm a carpenter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Swinging hammers and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of an intimate location at Cascade Lodge, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as you were talking earlier. And what's the crowd like there then, Mary? I want to hear your...
We just were there once.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
We had a nice reception.
It was nice. And the staff is really nice.
Yeah,
and the
nice
taxidermy
there.
Is really nice. I like it a lot. It just, my dad has a lot of taxidermy, so it's dear to me.
But you feel at home.
Yeah. So the crowd was really, they sat cool. It was smallish that time. But they sat close and were
middle of winter.
Very comfortable talking with us after every song and or whatever song they felt moved to talk to us after.
Yeah.
And one gentleman came and sat in and brought his drum and asked if he could jam with us. So okay.
There's your drummer.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they just do that sometimes.
That's good.
It's been a great addition.
It's unique.
It's
very unique.
A bar and music there.
Yeah.
You know, and what a great setting.
It is. Yeah.
Right across the street from Lake Superior.
Totally. And
can't beat the view.
That's my local bar.
Is it? Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's super cozy.
Yep, it is super cozy.
On.
It's close to your home 20.
Your home 20? Is that 20 minutes or 20 miles?
Neither.
No.
A little closer than that, maybe.
Yeah.
At any rate, yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
do we have time for one more, do you think?
Oh, I'm hoping.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Good.
This is our favorite one to do together. It's called The Long Days. I call it my seasonal affective disorder song. But we're coming out of it. So.
Thank you.
the sun there will be less crime. In the sun there will be less crime. In the sun there will be less crime. Don't you miss the long days, lover? I can hear a sweet sad song.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's Mary Bew and Kyle McLean. We want to thank both of you for coming in here tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really great to have you both.
Anytime. Always have a good time.
Let us know again.
Absolutely.
Everybody out there can catch them tonight at Cascade Lodge. They start not too long from now, 7 o'clock.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
You probably got to get running. To get set up down there.
Yep.
We're partially set up already.
Yeah, okay. Good.
We popped in on our way up.
That
here,
was so smart.
And next time you're in town, give us a call.
Absolutely.
Because we'd love to have you again.